Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. We're going to do things a little bit differently today. Instead of just looking at the Patriots-Texans matchup, we're going to look at the other games going into the divisional playoffs.
Yeah, and I like what Gerard Mayo said this week. All the teams that had a bye week that are entering play in the divisional round are 0-0. The teams they're playing are 1-0. They have a rousing playoff win. So a little bit of momentum for the teams that won wild card weekend.
That's right. Well, we have our brackets ready. I'll let you kick it off with the AFC. Who do you like with the Broncos and the Ravens?
Well, this game, as this week has gone on, I feel more and more confident in saying the Ravens are going to be able to give the Broncos a game coming off that emotional win in wild card weekend with Ray Lewis and all that. But Peyton Manning is going to be very difficult to beat in this, his first playoff game with the Broncos. I am picking Denver in this game, but I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a game that Baltimore has a chance late in the game.
Well, I think that we will agree on something for once. I also am going to pick the Broncos, but I think that the Ravens will make it really tough. You said they play on emotion, but I don't think that will be enough to take it all the way.
Okay, well, you're right. I think we both do have the Broncos in this one.
All right, well, our favorite one, Texans and the Patriots. Who do you like?
Well, I do pick the Patriots in this game. I think ultimately the Patriots are going to win. I do think the Texans will give them a better game than they did back in December. You have to figure they will. They'll show up to play, but Brady's going to be able to pick apart this defense, I really think. I think the Texans do what they do, and they do it well, but I don't think this is a defense that's going to really confuse Tom Brady, which is what you have to do to win. It'll be closer than last time, but I see the Patriots winning by at least a touchdown, 7 to 10 points.
Well, I think the Patriots are going to win this one, too, so I will pick them over the Texans. I think the only team that can, that if the Patriots lose this game, it'll be because they lose it, and if they underestimate the Texans, which, let's be honest, that's not going to happen. So now let's move over to the NFC, the Falcons and the Seahawks. What do you like in this
one? This is going to be a fun one, and the Seattle Seahawks have had quite a run, and they beat Washington on the road. They got to go cross country again, or really cover a good chunk of the country. And I actually like the Seahawks. I'm picking the Seahawks in this game, believe it or not. The Falcons, we'll get to you in a second. The Falcons have not shown up well in the playoffs in the past. They have a lot to prove. I think a ton of pressure on Matt Ryan and company. Seattle might not be the most talented team in the league, but they have some fight in them, and I think they're going to go in and beat Atlanta.
All right, well, I see your Seahawks pick, and I'm going to raise you the Falcons. I picked the Falcons in this one. You know, I think that what's been the most impressive thing about them all season is they've been in some really close games, and they've been able to pull it out. Matt Ryan threw 5 interceptions in one game, and they still found a way to win it. I think this is a long time coming, a playoff win for this team, so I'm going to pick the Falcons in this one.
It sure is a long time coming, and that one seed, having the bye has not been great for the Falcons in the past. This is a fun one, but you and your folks down in Georgia, gonna be sweating this one out, I think.
You know what? Live and learn. Let's move on. San Francisco, Green Bay. Who do you like in this one?
Game of the weekend, in my opinion. They played each other back in week one. I am picking the Packers. I think the Packers are ultimately going to be the NFC team in the Super Bowl. They've got some holes on this team, but Aaron Rodgers and that offense, and we saw what their running game, this no-name running game from last week, was able to do. Granted, it was against Minnesota, but I think they're going to keep that train going. They're going to go into San Francisco and win. Lost out on a chance to host this game. They had a chance to have a bye back in week 17. I like Aaron Rodgers and company to win that game.
All right, well, this one, I've been thinking about this one a lot because I was just so torn, but I think that in the NFC is where we're going to disagree. I'm going to pick the San Francisco 49ers. I was very impressed by their rush defense, and I think that they're feeling it. They got really close last year, and this is going to be their game.
You're right. They got really close last year. They had overtime in the NFC Championship game. San Fran might be the most well-rounded team in the playoff field, in the NFC, but I think the Packers' offense is just going to be too tough. Great game, though. That's going to be a fun one.
I think if all you need is a good game, they're going to have it.
I think we're going to have 4 pretty good games.
Yeah.
But maybe better games, better, more well-played games than we saw in Wild Card Weekend.
Right. Well, we'll see. These are just our picks. But, of course, we know it's football. Anything can happen. So now that you know what we're thinking, that'll do it for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.